This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 733, How Loretta Let Herself Go for IELTS 8.5s.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, I talk to Three Keys superstar, Loretta, and find out how she increased her IELTS scores, including an 8.5 in speaking and a magic 7 in writing. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy fans and future test takers. You are going to learn a lot today from Loretta's experience. Her lengthy IELTS journey, right? Like, you had to work really hard to get your most recent scores.
That's right. Very hard.
Yeah. So I think it's awesome because, like, I don't know, I think a lot of students get really frustrated, and deservedly so, when they're taking the exam so many times, they're not getting the scores they need. Maybe their scores are fluctuating. So today we're going to talk about your journey, the hard work it can take to get past this darn exam. Okay, so guys, listeners, you might recognize Loretta's voice because she was also a guest on episode 706 back in April when she had won the writing contest. So I'll link to that episode in the blog post here. But Loretta, so the reason why you're on today is because you are finally done with IELTS, right?
Yes. Finally. All right.
Yeah, finally. So, okay, how many times did you take the exam?
I took it 3 times before, and the last time was 2 years ago, and now it was my 4th time.
Okay, all right. So talk us through these results and the timing. Like, what scores were you getting? When did you decide to become a Three Keys student? Can you, like, talk us through that timeline a little bit?
Okay, so I did the exam 2 years ago, because I wanted to know what my level was at that time. And I got an overall 7, but always my writing was the only one below 7. It was 6 every time I took it. So I stopped there, and then I started to focus on the other part of my career, that was studying for some exams to come here to Canada. And then finally, when the day got that I had to take the exam in order to go to university, so I decided to enroll into the Three Keys IELTS because I have heard amazing things about it and it really worked. So
awesome.
I did it and I just trust in the system.
Okay. All right. So you took the exam 3 times before, and you were still stuck at the writing 6. Okay. What scores were you getting in the other categories?
Like in the listening and reading, it was like between 7.5 and 8. And then the speaking was 7. It was always 7.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then, so you got into Three Keys, mm-hmm. and you worked really hard when you were in the system, right?
Yep.
Like, we had some personal coach classes, for example. So can you tell us, like, what sort of extra effort did you put in to the writing and the speaking?
Oh, it was a lot more, because I was doing lots of reading, the newspapers, academic reading, just to get a little bit more formal vocabulary in my vocabulary notebook. And then I also had to do practice and practice and more practice day and night.
Oh gosh. Okay. So how many essays would you say, like, if you could, like, guess, estimation, how many essays do you think you wrote when you were practicing?
I don't know, maybe 50 or even more. I was writing like 2 or 3 per day.
Oh my gosh.
Task.
How long were you doing that for?
Oh, like 4 or more hours.
But I mean, like how long were you doing 2 to 3 essays a day? Like for a couple weeks or a month?
For the time I was preparing for the exam. Once I decided I had to do it, then I started my formal practice and take certain amount of hours every day and dedicate that to my practice.
Oh my gosh. And you were still working full time, right?
Yep.
Okay. I just want to like get this picture clear for like what is possible. Cause I know a lot of people are like, look, I have a job. I have a life. Like how much time can I possibly have for IELTS? But I think if you are determined enough, right? Like you can carve out that time. And to get past that 6 in writing, like that's really the toughest thing. And in order to do that, you really have to carve out the time necessary to do this. Like I was just talking to an examiner friend the other day. I think he's going to come on the show at some point. But he's been an IELTS examiner even longer than I was. And we worked together in Taiwan. And now that I'm not doing the exam anymore, I still need to keep up to date, right? So I'm keeping in touch with other examiners. And he had an interesting comment that band 6 is the widest band. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just, everybody gets a 6. Like, it's really hard to break through that. Okay, so talk to us about how you managed to break through past that 6.
Oh my gosh, I had to do a lot of practice because I was a little bit rusty from 2 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
So I started with the modules and then wrote a lot of essays and until I got to your personal session, I got an idea what I had to improve and I had to work on certain things and like the mistakes I was doing so I could correct all that.
Okay, so if you recall the personal coach sessions that we had, what like personally did you have to work on in your writing?
Some ideas weren't very, very specific at the beginning. Like I was a little bit wordy on the ideas, not very strong paragraphs and arguments. And the vocabulary, yeah. I think it was good, but still I have to like really focus on the question and not get off topic.
Yeah, well that happens when you're already such high level. And also I think if you are already high level and you're stuck at a 6, it's like, how can I prove to you, the examiner, that I am good at this thing and I deserve a high score? And when that thought gets in your head, it's like, okay, like I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to put all the words in. I'm going to put all the ideas in. And then it just cements that 6, right? So guys, like this is an important lesson. To break through to that 7 or higher, it really is about elimination on some level, right? Like we need to stop being so wordy and just get to the point and make sure it's a specific point and make sure it's directly and obviously and clearly connected to the test question, right? Like don't try and be too lofty or complicated in your ideas because that usually means you're going off topic.
Right.
Okay, awesome. Hello, awesome Three Keys listeners. Thanks for tuning into the show today. Remember to sign up for our July web class. Get more information at allearsenglish.com/busy. If you are a busy adult, this is your key to finding time for IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/busy. So that's a good lesson. So you took the exam again. Now, most recently, what were your scores?
My latest scores were on listening and reading. It was 8.5. And then
ooh, awesome.
I took it again and I got a 6.5 on the writing at the beginning.
Yes.
And
right.
Then I got on speaking an 8.5.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So,
oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
I didn't even know how I got that. I was just hoping for a 7. And then I saw the results and it was like, oh, so amazing.
That's awesome. Okay. So listening and reading, both of those scores increased. Why do you think that is?
Just the strategies. For the reading, it was just, you need to practice where the questions are, just, they are there. Just the answers are there. Just literally, as you say it in the course. You find the answers right here, and that's true.
Okay, that's funny. I know, because I think like before students have these strategies and they're trying to do this all by themselves, it's super frustrating. And I've had students come to me and be like, the answer is not there. Like, I've read this passage 1,000 times and I still cannot find this answer. Well, the answer isn't in reading the whole passage. Like, if you do that, then you get distracted. And it does seem like the answer isn't there. So again, like, it's all about just following very simple strategies. Okay, awesome. And then for speaking. So, okay, you just said you're not sure how you did it, but trying to reflect, like, what is the difference between your performance when you got a 7, consistently a 7 before, and this time getting that amazing 8.5 in speaking? What did you change?
First of all, I was so nervous the day of the exam. And when I got there, the person that was doing the registration before the speaking, he was so nice and asked me, oh, are you very nervous? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, oh, don't worry, you will be fine. He was smiling. I said, oh, the examiner is so polite. Don't get scared. So that helped me to relax. He said, breathe, deep breathing exercises. Yes. Then I sat there and I said, okay, Laura, you're prepared. You can do this. Let's go.
That's awesome. So not only did you get a pep talk from a very nice invigilator, which, awesome, that totally helps, but I think giving yourself a pep talk, because we can't guarantee that there's going to be nice people working at the exam. You honestly, like, you never know. Mm-hmm. It's hit or miss. Even with examiners, it's hit or miss. We did an episode recently about someone who had not a great experience with her examiner. So I think relying on yourself, that's the one thing you can control. And you know you're going to be nervous, right? Like, listeners out there, you can't not be nervous. Everyone's nervous on the exam. But as long as you acknowledge that and you don't let it spiral, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to be nervous. It's going to happen. But make sure you have these positive words in your own mind where you can talk yourself up a little bit. Okay, I love it. And then the exam experience itself in front of the speaking examiner, what did you do?
I just let myself go. I wasn't just thinking too much on the answers. I just was talking as if I was having a regular conversation with somebody else. I practiced some questions, and some of the questions, the part one questions, were exactly as like, what do you work? Do you study? And it was not rehearsed, because every time I was putting like on the image that I wanted to show in the examiner, probably I didn't talk about my real job, but I talk about my dream job, and that would help get more emotion into my answers. And yes,
oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, there was so many good things there. The first thing that I want to highlight for students to take away today for our other listeners is that you said, one of the first things you said was, I just let myself go. And I love that so much. It's like, give yourself the space, the freedom to enjoy yourself, to make this exam your own. And one of the ways you did this, which I really liked, you're like, I didn't talk about my real job. I talked about my dream job. And I love that. Like, the more, like, the bigger you can go, the more creative, the more imaginative, the more, let's say, inspirational you can be, the better your scores are going to be, because of a few reasons, but mainly because of this thing you noted, that you can put more emotion in your voice if you are dreaming big, right?
That's,
and that's
right.
True. Like, how inspired are you going to be if you're talking about this, like, routine reality not very inspired, but if you allow yourself to talk about dreams, it's going to sound that much more exciting. Okay, that's so awesome. And then you'll get an 8.5 on your speaking exam.
I didn't believe it.
So you're super excited. You see these 8.5s and then, you see the writing 6.5.
That was so, that brought me down so much. I cried all night that day, to be honest.
Oh, God. No, for sure. I would too. I cry at the drop of a hat sometimes. It just depends on the day. But this is a real reason to feel upset, like for sure. So you decided you're not going to let this stand. You know how hard you worked. Like, mm-hmm. you know you deserve higher than that. So tell us about the thought process of making that decision to ask for a remark.
So one of the first things I thought was like, how can this be possible? I got such a good grades in the other components of the test. And then just a 6.5 on this one again, like... So, and I was confident on my writing because on the session that I had with you and the feedback, you said your writing is good, it's a 7+, probably you're good, using good vocabulary, strong paragraphs. So I was like, okay, so I can do this. And I talked to you before and I asked for your advice, should I do the remark or not? And then I decided to do it. I said, okay, let's give it a try. And then, to my surprise, it all came back in a very positive and nice way because and the remark results was that I got a 7 on my writing.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I can't imagine the enormous relief. And like, if I were you, I would have cried again, but
it's, I cried. Like... I did. I was so happy.
For real though, like all of this, like the stress, the hormone, the cortisol, like it's all just building as you're waiting for the remark. Like you don't know which way it's going to go. And crying is the best way to just release all of that for sure. So we can cry when we're angry. We can cry when we're happy. Just let it out. Okay. Awesome. So you finally got that 7. You're done with IELTS. What does this mean for you in your future?
This means that now I can apply for a residency program here in Canada to go into medicine.
Oh, man. I'm so excited for you, Lorita. I remember talking to you before and being like, I really, really want her to be on the show as a success story. And I'm so happy that you made it. And you never have to think about IELTS again.
Hopefully not.
Not hopefully. You don't. Just be positive. Stay positive, Lorita. Okay, awesome. So do you have any other advice for people out there who are feeling this frustration? Maybe they're not getting their scores or they're in the middle of their preparation and they're like, I'm never going to get these scores. What would you tell those people?
I will tell that all the hard work that you put on this test, it pays off at the end.
Yes.
And if you really want to do it, you will sacrifice little things in just a month or two that you need to practice really hard, and then you will have the rest of your life to enjoy.
Yeah, right? Like, there's more time out there. Sacrifice a little bit now. On that note, guys, remember, we have a web class July 1st and 2nd that Lindsay and I are doing exactly about this. Like, how do we find time as busy adults to study IELTS? So find out more, sign up, grab your spot. This is going to be a very popular web class. I can already tell. So go to allearsenglish.com/busy and find out more about the web class. Okay, awesome. Lorita, congratulations, first of all. And second of all, I am very grateful to you, well, for all the hard work you put in for yourself, but also for coming on the show and sharing this with our other fans. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Enjoy the rest of your day, Lorita.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.